Okay, there was a couple of things. So this week, the schedule's a little different. We'll be having regular show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday we'll have Chumash. We'll have to see if we're having the regular time on Wednesday. Because I think there's no college on Wednesday. Thursday, anyone who wants to come, Thursday I'm giving a shiur in Kew Gardens Hills. If anyone wants to come, or anyone wants to drive me, that's also a possibility, an opportunity. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. So the shiur is in Queens. So anyone who is able to drive, let me know. I have a car I supply the car also. Okay, and then I come back here. Okay, so that is the story. Okay, and before you begin, we have Mazel Tov in the Shia. Dr. Presby had a grandson. In Eretz Yisrael, the son of Rob Shore is in charge of YU Torah. So it's a lot of, I could say, a double simcha, because YU Torah is in the Shia every day. We don't always have opportunities to sing for grandparents in the shir. Not everyone's holding by having grandchildren yet in the shir. In your Hashem, one step at a time. Eichner, who I had a close relationship with, who was living in the Fort Tryon home for the past several years. So today was the Shloshim. We mentioned him when he was Nifter. We mentioned in the pizza lunch we talked about it a little bit. So today was the Shloshim. So we're going to commemorate, as Rabbi Ryan pointed out, it's proper to commemorate the Shir Leiloi Nishmasa. And for Shlema, for the grandfather, Yonah Chazan's grandfather, Yonah ben Kamila. His name is right. The Sfardim named after the living. So that's a good thing if you're Sfardi. In Toronto, there was already a breakfast this morning in Toronto, in Leo. Shomer Shabbos Shul, that was his nephew's shul, and originally his brother-in-law's Felder. Presently Rav Yaakov Felder, formerly Rav Gedalia Felder. Okay. So, today we want to discuss, and we'll see how long it'll take to do this inyan, The Mishnah tells us in Sukkah, Chafayim Ralef, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim Min HaSukkah, Kolim Misham Sheim Peturim Min HaSukkah, so those we're not going to be discussing today, but Ochlin V'Shosin Arai Chutz LaSukkah. That one could have a Achilas Arai, it's not a keva. So if you have some potato chips or something like that, you could eat it out of the sukkah, because that's achilas arai. So the question, but achilas keva, you have to eat in the sukkah.
What we have to define today is
what is called achilas keva and what is called achilas arai. So is keva only bread? Is only bread or a certain amount of bread? We discussed that really achilas keva pas is yosim mikabetza pas. So what if I eat dinner, like an American dinner, you have just rice and potatoes and some chicken and a drink and maybe some applesauce or something like that for dessert. One second. So is that called? You're eating it as your meal, your dinner. You know, whereas Americans are not big bread eaters. If it wouldn't have been for halachic reasons, we probably would hardly ever eat bread. Right, during the week, I mean, you know, today I had bread for. You know, I grew up with Rabbi Cohen always selling. You know, you should have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You should wash Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So that. That pounded into my head from when I was 15 years old and over. Rav Yitzchak Cohen.
Oh.
Right. So he was very into the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So we have some people who are helping us out here, showing us what a Sudas Rosh Chodesh is. So that's very important to know. What is considered something that you could eat outside the sukkah? Mikra did. Whereas we discussed that if you're on a trip, you're hokei drachim, you're potter, but you're potter from even things that are actually chayev. In other words, that was the idea. But what's mikra did really chayev and what's not? So that's something that has to be. Cholim Mishan Sheim means that if a person's sick and someone's taking care of them. So the sick person is potter and the person, the caretaker, is also potter. So that's what we're aiming to understand. So let's try to see what we could... what we can see from this sugya. So the Gemara on page 2, then we'll daven mincha also today. 12:30 we'll daven mincha. Right. Come to shir on Sunday, you have the advantage of davening mincha. Before you realize that you wake up at 6 o'clock and you say, oh, I didn't daven mincha. And it's already like over an hour after the Shkia, and even in Williamsburg they might not be davening mincha at this point. So the Gemara says like this: Ochlin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, kama achilas arai, amar Rav Yosef, tarti otlas bei. So achilas arai is 2 or 3 beitzim. 2 or 3 beitzim. Rashi says, "Shtayim or shalosh pa'amim yitein l'toch piv." So Amalei Abai v'azim nesagin sagi lei le'inish b'hachi, v'avalei kisudas keva. But is it? He says, that amount, sometimes that's sufficient for a person to have that amount. So maybe that's keva. Elam Rabbeinu the toim bar beirav ha'ayil lekala. Rashi. The time bar beirav ha'ayil lekala v'bokish holchem lebeis ha'medrash. The dog shem yimshichu hashmuos v'toim v'lopiv v'shosa. In other words, you have the kalam is like a yarche kala or a shear. So people would, before they would go to the shear in the morning, they would take something because they didn't know how long the Rebbe would go. So they were a little afraid. So they would take a little snack of sorts so they would be carried over before they go into the kala. The kala is the shear. Like yarche kala, you know? Yeah. So that amount is just kidatoyim bar beirav, ayalakala. In other words, that's just like to carry you over. Those is eating. When you eat dinner, that's not to carry, that's your meal, that's a kvis. Sometimes you just eat something like I was in LA last Sunday, so I got there and I ate Cheerios 6 o'clock in the morning, but then I got there, I hadn't eaten since then. So then, you know, you go to these places, they have the hotel, they have a room, but they have all the, you know, so they had some crackers and egg salad. You go? No, you didn't go. Okay. So just to carry you over till the shmork starts, and then you can really have to, you know. So you need to be carried over. So it's still not so clear what's being said here. So let's see some more, because this is a fundamental question, right? What's chayiv in sukkah and what's not chayiv in sukkah?
It sounds like even if you would have enough of like a dhamma, you'd have more than that much, you would have to eat that sukkah.
You're saying, what if you have 10 potato, we're holding my Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so we can speak about potato latkes. Like you could stuff yourself with potato latkes. Right? You can stuff yourself with potato latkes. So could you? So say you stuff yourself with potato latkes. That's chiyuv chayiv b'sukkah. Is that what you're saying?
Sounds like.
You're saying maybe. Or do we say no? Certain things. What Rabbi Hess was saying, that certain things, like you eat 100 apples, that's called achilas aroi, right? Even if you marbe, right? We'll see. Okay, so. Yeah, so let's see. Okay, so then there's a Gemara in Sukkah Chavav Amud Beis, going over to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on page 3. The Mishnah says, "Maaseh v'hevilo l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litom es atavshil." U'l'Rabbi Gamliel shnei kosvos d'lishol mayim v'omru helom l'sukkah. And they told them to bring it to the sukkah. Shnei kosvos, right? So that's fruits. And two fruits and one jug of water. And they told him to take it into the sukkah. So look in the... But then on the other hand, the Gemara says on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, on page 4, Shenadol Rabbi Tzadok, Ochel Pachas Mikibetza, Nadol B'map of Ochel Chutz L'Sukkah, V'lo Be'erach Acharav. So he didn't. Pachas mikabeitzi yichud l'sukkah. Leimi teiru tov d'rav yosef d'ilma pachas mikabeitzi netilu bracha l'boi hakabeitzi boi netilu bracha. But maybe sukkah, not even a kabeitzi, Rashi says. So let's try to understand things more. So if you look in the Mishnayos, in the Yochanan and Boaz Mishnayos, so the Mishnah says on page 5, Ochel Mishosin Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. So if you look in the Bar Tanura, Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, on the bottom, the second arrow, page 5, Ochel Mishosin Arai, Dover Muat, Mahasir Avono, V'dayto L'Sor Achake. So it seems that Arai means something that you just try to carry you over. There was lunch, like I tell you, I got to the chasana, so I didn't eat since 6 in the Cheerios since 6 in the morning. Then I got on the flight, and whatever, I got there, and I was pretty hungry. And then I think the Kabbalah's opponent was 2:30, so it was still, you know, and you go to L.A., so you lose 3 hours, you know. So, what? Yeah, but I'm saying so. One second. Yeah. So you needed something to carry you over. So that's what he's saying. Dover muad lahasi ravono. Something to carry you over. V'daidol lisod acharkein. So if you daidol lisod acharkein, you can eat later. Later doesn't mean tomorrow. Later means, you know, later in the day, you're planning to eat. Like they used to, in those days, you know, lunch, that's like an American thing, lunch. They didn't have lunch in those days, lunch. It's Amerikanische lunch. In those days, you had something in the morning and you had something in the evening. So this Erev Avoker, this idea of lunch is an Amerikanische Zach. What can I tell you? So the main thing is, you wake up, you know, so if you're only eating something to push you over, that's achilas aroi, and then you could eat that chutz l'sukkah. So if you look, there is a sefer on page 7 called Das Torah. Oh, it's very apropos that the Shir L'Zecha Nishmas Rav Teichner was learning something from the Marsham, because Rav Teichner's father knew the Marsham. Imamish knew the Marsham. You know, Marsham was the Poisek Hador. Rav Teichner would tell me that the Marsham, apparently his own community in Berjan didn't totally appreciate him. So he was known as the Rabban Shalkol B'nei HaGola, but he would say Chutz Mim Marsham. Because he was a popular, world-renowned person, except for his own shul, but the people there weren't as maybe as learned, so they couldn't appreciate. And he wasn't probably, he was a more quiet person, so he wasn't this dynamic personality, so that people in the shul didn't totally appreciate him. But the Olam HaTorah, the Rabbanim throughout the world, knew the Marsham was the Gadol Hador. So that's how sometimes a person, you know, doesn't get along with his own Dalai Lamas, even though he's yeah, so he told me that, he would tell me that, then he would tell me also that Rav Teichner, that the bigger the Rabbanim who gave the smicha bechinas, I think maybe he was saying about the Marsham, the easier they were. This was the, like Rabbi Tuchman said, the bigger person didn't have to prove themselves to show they're giving a hard bechina. So the bigger gedolim didn't have, you know, have to give such a. That was another thing that he, you know. Oh, so let's. So the Das Torah. Who wrote the Das Torah? The Das Torah was written by the grandson. It was the Marsham's Torah, but who was his grandson? No, who was his grandson? The Shom Shadron, the Magid. I used to daven with the Magid every night in Yerushalayim. I remember my father and I, we took a trip once to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. It was 1991. Actually, we bumped into Rabbi Goldstein. in Jerusalem, that trip as well. So we took a trip to, and we davened every night in the Grosh Shul in Shari Chesed. And Shabbos morning, the first Shabbos morning, we davened in the Great Synagogue. But after that, it was a little bit, the davening was a little bit long. So the second Shabbos we were there, we just went to the Grosh Shul. And in the Grosh Shul in the Mizrach were three people in the Mizrach. Who's there? There's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and the Magid, Rav Shlomo Shadron. And the Rav of the Shul was Rav Rosenthal. He was the Rav of the Shul. He was also a big Talmud Chacham, maybe not as widely known outside of that community. But Magid was the brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Correct. He's the grandson, and he had the name. He had his grandfather's name, Shalom Mordechai. So he had his grandfather. So he compiled the Das Torah, which was a different Piskei Halacha from his grandfather on Shulchan Aruch, on big chunks of Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes here the Das Torah. He quotes that Bartanura. He says, Das HaRabbeinu Avadya Bartanura Perek Beis T'chol Shedaitu Lechol Achachach Sudas Keva Peinu Ocholata Al Lohasi Ravonu Lefishah Afilu Ochol Yosef Mikibetza Mikri Aroi. He says, who can neged Shara Poskim?
Talking about
pots,
right?
Yeah, no, he says, he's saying that even if you eat more than a kibetza, say I would have eaten more than a kibetza here. When I got to LA, I needed to, you know, just carry myself over till we get the real stuff, the meat and potatoes, you know, the real suda.
But here he says, if you eat them.
So he says that he thinks the pshat in the Bartanura is even if you eat yosem mikibetza, which normally yosem mikibetza is a kvias. We said Rav Abadi said you. A kibetza from Rav Aaron Kotler is the middle slice of Vadukot, so the middle slice of the rye bread. Eat more than that, that's Yosemite kibetza, so that's called keva. But he's saying, even if you eat that, but you have in mind that this is only to carry you over. It's not your. So even a Yosemite kibetza, according to the Bartanura, if it's just to carry you over, that's called a rye. And he says, well, who? Neged Shar Poiskim. But Rav. The Das Torah from Shwadron says it's connected the other poskim, because the other poskim seem to say that if you eat more than a kibetza, even if that's keva,
a pas,
yeah. So now let's look. On page 9 is from the Kovetz called Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a journal. It's not a journal. It's a hard covered thing. Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman from the West Side is very involved in putting this out, and it's a lot of volume. The library, we have the whole thing. Now they put the periodicals on the sixth floor. So you got to realize that the periodicals are on the sixth floor. To get to the sixth floor, you have to go. There's no elevator that's not from the staff elevator that goes there. So you have to walk up to the sixth floor. Then you have to push the door. A lot of people think the door is locked, but it's not. Just give it a push, and you'll get in there. And they put all the folio books there, the tall ones. And all the periodicals are there now. So the whole Yeshurun, like the whole Tchumen is there now, the whole Yeshurun is there now, the whole Hapardes is there now. So he says, like, so he writes here, there's a thing here from Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitz to Omim, the Aderis. Who is the Aderis? Rav Cook's father-in-law. It was Rav Cook's father-in-law. And it says here, look what he reads. Anu smeichim kiddushi Torah deres, kiddushim on Mishnayis, and we thank Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman who gave us the Ksav Yad from his library of this Perish on the Aderis. What? See, the top, in the blurb, in the top there. Yeah, you see? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully, we show you. All right. Chutz l'sukkah. I ravadi about the tour. She did the lichtov. She died to lose her chaka. They only the zulah say yeshlomu beemes toser. Im sagle bekebetsa has have like a sudas kevav also lechol. No, the also lishon sheda sarai. Bishum ain kevav l'sheina. So he says like this. He says the main point of the Bar Tanura is that you're planning to eat more later, the real meal you're eating later. Because if not, say, for you it suffices to eat less than a kibetzah. So then it's a sudas keva. Just like shenas harai. So it's a chiddush. Because the shenas harai, we say even a little bit of shena. You can't do chutz l'sukkah. So the pashtus is that by Achila is different, but he wants to say no, maybe Achila is the same, that if for you it suffices to eat a kibetza now, or maybe even less than a kibetza, so then that's and now you're not eating later. So then, in other words, in those days the kvias was to have one meal in the morning and one meal in the evening, so that was the kvias. So this middle thing is just to carry you over. It could be the whole concept of lunch, according to the Bar Tanura, is just to carry you over. Unless you say, like maybe someone said to me, maybe Rabbi Gordon or somebody, that maybe we don't have a big enough meal in the morning to call that a real, so it's a combination. Maybe Rabbi Broy said that maybe to me, I forget. Yeah. Subjective, he seemed to say. Right, so he's saying the major there's no shoot. If this is something carrying you over, how much now big? So then it's alright. Right, within reason. He says, you know, you can say batla daito, but then but he doesn't think he's saying that. Right. I mean, but if he, but he's saying that the Bar Tanura is saying if he's planning to eat later, he's saying the key thing in the Bar Tanura is that he's saying he's planning to eat later. So this is only, you can't call something that's a carryover keva. Because that's only to get you to the keva. In other words, when you have the real meal, you know.
Yeah. So something that a person can eat that just can't be a riot anymore, you would be just eating it.
To carry over.
Yeah, to carry over.
Well, I mean, the Das Torah seems to say, you know, most poskim don't hold from this. But if you, within the Bar Tanur, you want to say.
How far
can it go? Yeah, because for Shteitzach, if you eat so much that you're not going to be full for later, then obviously it wasn't to carry you over.
In other words,
I ate enough that it'll carry me over till the shmorg. That's what I did. So I ate chutz l'sukkah, even though it wasn't sukkah. Well, yeah, he's saying even bread. Okay, so let's see now. There is a famous this is the Adaris speaking. The Adaris.
Yeah.
The Yeshurun is the name of the Koivitz. Yeah. Adaris was the person.
Adaris
was the father-in-law of Rav Kook.
Of course. So the Adaris is more machmir than the Das Torah.
Well, Das Torah, why?
Das Torah held
the Das Torah said we don't follow the Bar Tanura. So if you're eating a shear, say more than a kibetza, then you have to eat it in the sukkah, even though it's a carryover. Because this carryover thing is not, he thinks Rav Poskim didn't accept it.
So he's calling him Bar Tanura.
Yeah, he says most poskim are calling.
Yeah,
right. That's what he says. Can you tell him what he's saying? Yeah. What?
What's the right? Carrying you over according to.
It's relatively subjective. Right. Whichever one works for you. Okay. That's reasonable. Take a look for a second on page 17. Is from the Frankel Rambam. I usually don't Xerox from the Frankel Rambam. So why did I Xerox here from the Frankel Rambam? Because what did the Frankel Rambam do? They did a lot of things, but one of the things they did to the Jewish people is they included the Perush of Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, which we don't necessarily have. Dr. Horvitz, you had Dr. Horvitz in college? So Dr. Horvitz, he came out with one volume of Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. No, Rabbi Lozer Horvitz from Kew Garden Hills. Right, so he came out with but he didn't do all of it. But the Frankel has it's from I guess a Ksav Yad. So the Frankel Rambam has the rest of it. He was a Rishon. There's a Rishon. So let's see what he says. Also, Yishenim v'sukkah also lechol sudas good for sukkah kol shiva elim kain ochal achilas arai perish. The davka isur who delekim b'diyevet. Avol chakil also lechol lechem mikizayis umal afilu kizayis atzim chutz v'sukkah. Shadesh akasav arav elim kain ochal kevi the boy sukkah boy brach. Avzel kol kol the boy sukkah boy brach. So he says that what? That you can eat arai chutz l'sukkah. But he thinks that's only b'diyevet. That's a big chiddush, no? He says, dafke isura hu deleka b'diyevet. Aval l'chakim also l'chol l'chem mikizayis v'mala. Afilu kizayis atzmo chutz l'sukkah. That's a big chiddush, right? Of course, we shouldn't. So you're telling me now we should be looking in the Chidah on page 18. the machzik bracha of the chidah. Right, yeah. But there's a difference between here. The Rambam says, let me read you the Rambam. But that doesn't mean that that's b'di'evet. Because l'chadchila you could still... So there's a difference between harez and meshubach and what's a l'chadchila and a b'di'evet. It's still l'chadchila, you're allowed to drink chutz l'sukha. But when we say something's b'di'evet, that's already... That means that you didn't do it properly because you shouldn't have done it. Harez and meshubach means if you wanted to get an extra... then you do it. But it's still a chatchila, you're allowed to have the water outside the sukkah.
So how do you go
against the
Rishon?
He's a different Rishon.
He's a different Rishon.
I mean, he's a perish. The perish.
The explanation of the Rambam is this.
I don't know if everything he says is to be a perish of the Rambam. It's on the Rambam, but and one maybe can be, yeah, we'll see. One second. Yeah. Which bracha? What bracha do you think he means? Really? You think so? Yeah. Huh? Relationship of sukkah.
Well, the Gemara said,
right. But I'm saying with the Rabbeinu Manoach here.
But even according to Rabbeinu Manoach, as long as he's not ready, he can eat whatever he wants on that sukkah. He specified lachah.
Yeah. One second. Right, so maybe it means like he said, the late shaver sukkah.
So what
did
it mean with Gemara?
No, they're talking about bracha.
But why didn't he bench the biggest?
Yeah. So why didn't
he bench?
What does it say? What does it say? Rashi says that he holds you need tzviya for.
Yeah. Even according to Rabbeinu Manoach, that would only be in regards to lechem. As he said, mezonos would be fine even outside of sukkah more than a kazayas.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. One second. So look in the Machzik Bracha on page 18. Avol mutar lecho achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. V'kam achilas arai kibetsim mipasur. Isu Rabbeinu Manoach. So he quotes Rabbeinu Manoach. He says, how could he say that? The Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah says beferish, which is mash b'lat, even the chatchila. So he thinks it's even l'chadchila, not like Rabbeinu Manoach. Could be he's learning Rabbeinu Manoach is saying that within the Rambam. But take a look now in the Tashbetz. Who's the Tashbates? So Tashbates is the Talmud of what? Of the Marambaru. There are two Tashbates, right? There's the Tshuvah Tashbates is one person. There's one one Sefer. Is that the same person? Ben Shim Vartzad, Shut Tashbates. Who's the Shut Tashbates? Shimon what?
Ben Semach.
Right. And this is Shem Shimshon Bar Tzadok. Yeah, the Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg. I think it's called Tashbetz Kotten, right? Okay. So he says like this. He says, oh, so in the parish here, there's a parish on the Tash. So on Kuf Mem Daled, it says parish on page 12. Parish Mutu Lachol Chutz the Sukkah. So look in the parish at the bottom here. On page 12. Of Harris, the Gebetza Ochel Betov Chutzl Sukkah Fiel Pass. Vieshel Ayin Bezokin Shus Vyosu Bekebetza. So this is the question. How subjective is it? Say you have an elderly person who he can't eat so much and he gets filled very quickly. Vein Ochel Yosu. He has lina basa didei, the etzlo havi keva. Right? So he gets filled up with a kibetza. Everyone else, if you just have a big slice of rye bread, you won't get filled up. One big slice, you won't get filled up. But if a person's an elderly person, so it could be he would be filled up with that. So the question is, so there are two questions. One question is, so is that for this person he's chayv in sukkah, page 12? And then the next discussion is going to be the famous Tshuvas Radvaz for Birkas HaMazon, the Chalta of Savato Virachta, is that also subjective or is that objective? So she says, "Yesh la ayim zaken shus of Yusuf bekebetsa veino ochal yoser. He has lina basa didei. That's lo havi keva. And that's lo achila chashuva mizuv v'chayim besukkah. Although b'bat lo daito. We say b'bat lo daito. Okay, you're different, but we follow what the sviya is, the normal way of being sviya. What do we say? You follow each individual." So then he says that you should look in the Radvaz. So luckily, we happen to have the Radvaz here. Page 14. On page 14, we have the Radvaz. So this is the Tshuvas Radvaz. Sha'alta amisha ochal kazayis dogan, hu gedei sovel. Usually a kazayis is not sphere. Kazayis, eat a kazayis, that's like half or so of a slice of a rye bread. For sure you're not going to be so bad, but if you're an old, sickly person, then maybe you would. So al the misha ochel kazayis dogan hu kidei sovo kegon shehayo zokein ochole hu ochel tchila imotzi asachem afo pishukum yodim levarech. So I would say, you know, in those days, the person who did zimun, he was motzi everybody. Right? One person benched for everybody. So here you have an elderly person, he only ate a kezayis. Kezayis is usually, everyone else ate kedei sviya, because they're younger people who can fill themselves up. So the question is, normally a person who's only eating kezayis can't be motzi a person who ate kedei sviya, because what is a chiyuv d'orais and what is a chiyuv d'rabbanan? Right? But maybe over here is different. Because l'maisa, he's also saveya. He's saveya with the kezayis. So tshuva, lo yadati mokam l'shei lozu, v'chi adover tolo yim ochel harbe omad, ein adover tolo yim v'chum d'chsiv, v'achaltem savato v'irachta. Hilkach, afilu divrei, al alochas gedolo, shakosov, even though the Bahag says, shemicha ochel kezayis doger, ein emotzi, al osam shochul kishir d'rabonin. Hani mil shein is al kezayis kidei sovel, omra adom me'olam, kol shakir shakronim chokim al baal, alochas gedolo, so ein bedivrei haposkim. So he says it's pashut to the Radvaz that if a person's full, even though he only ate a little bit, but he's full, whatever reason it is, he has a chiv d'orais at the bench, and he can be motzi to people who ate much more than him. And then the Tashbait says, based on this, hu adinami for the chova for the sukkah. Because it's subjective. According to the Radvaz, Mustafa, you have to at least look his eyes. The Bush is true, isn't that? The Bush, I think. No, he doesn't mean that type of coiler. Means a koila that could go with the sukkah. It's just the, because of his condition, it's like a chronic condition, you know what I mean? It's not like.
This person would also be a high sukkah with Arizo.
Yeah. It's the parish on the Tashbeis. He writes here, now we'll look back in the Tashbeis on page 12. So he says, Birke Yosef may be Haradvaz, the Gamla Bahag, the Sovet, the Ochel Kazayas, ain't a potent because of Muslim, Misha Ochel Kazayas, because Mokam Zokin should solve him because I is Motzi Lifto Achayim. In Kail Chor Yeshlom, because Muslim will read him as a Badla Daita, who Adin, Bechiv Sukkah. Oh, so then you fellas asked me, what about Rav Tzadok? Who asked that? Rav Dechter! So what about Rav Tzadok? No, so he says Rav Tzadok was a normal person. He wasn't a zakin and a sickly person. So that was the reason why he could eat it. There was a Gemara could have answered, Rav Tzadok was different. But he says, Yesh Lomad, Dira Dochek Lashas, Lomad Rav Tzadok Haya Mishuna. They didn't want to make an ukimta that Rav Tzadok was an old sickly person, so he wasn't. Yeah, Rav Tzadok fast 40 years, it's, yeah. Yeah.
This was before that. Yeah.
So his Bartanur, we said that if you're planning to eat later, then this is called Arai. So he quotes the Bartanura. Yeshu Daik, the Gam below Sova, Kol Shein Daitu Lechel Old, Nachal Shein Lo, Otamacher, the Sky Besuka Gam, the Kebetza came into Etzel Choshev, Zekeva, Machmus, the Inlo Suda Chashuva Mizu. So he's saying an interesting thing, that based on the Vartanura, he wants to say that if you're not planning to eat later, even though you're eating a little bit, this is what you eat. You don't have any other food. You're supposed to eat at night. So this is what I'm eating. So if I'm going to eat a big meal later, so we say what I'm eating now is considered a carryover. But say I don't have a big meal later. This is all I have. And it's really not so much. But this is what I have. So he wants to say, so then that's keva, because that's your meal. Even though it's a shvacha meal. Even if you're not saveya. The gam below sova. Kol she'im daidan lochol od macho she'im lo otam acher nizchai besuka gam bekebeitza. Came into eskol choshev zekeva. Even though you're eating a rye. 13. So the Bartanura is a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that was basically, it's a kula because even if you're eating now yotzer mikabetza, but you could eat later which is technically called keva, but you could eat later a spitz meal, then even the yotzer mikabetza you could eat chutzotzoka. But it's a chumra also that if you're not eating later, you're not eating later, and this is your thing, even if it's just a kebetza, not even yosem kebetza, then you'll have a chiv and sukkah. So it depends on what's your keva. So if it is your whole keva, then it's a chiv and sukkah. So this is going to seem to imply that, say, a person, he eats for dinner, he doesn't eat bread for dinner. He eats chicken, a little rice, some potatoes, and some applesauce for dessert. Right? Right? So that's it. That's his keva. So then, b'chora, he'd be chayiv in sukkah, according to the Bartanura. Now, the question is, maybe we don't postulate the Bartanura, but according to the Bartanura, right, in other words,
eating lunch,
you
can eat dinner later.
Right, so yeah, in other words, what if you're eating dinner and then you can eat another dinner? Okay, most people don't do that. Right, like I once went to a wedding in Lakewood, and I told my wife I should eat dinner before the wedding, because if I probably stay for the dinner in Lakewood, I'll be home past 1 o'clock in the morning by the time they serve the dinner, and then the time I get home. So if I eat now, I can leave early. And that's what happened. You know.
You don't know. Your body has a big spread, right? But you don't know if you're going to break over tonight. So you actually take your meal, and this looks good, you start eating, but you don't know. There's a chance that this is all you're going to get.
Yeah. You mean if you don't, in other words, you ate dinner, you've not played. If you ate dinner, and you never know what'll happen. Who knows what'll happen tomorrow? You know, you don't know what's going to happen. So, Mustoma, this is your plan now. Your plan is not to eat later. So then you have a chiyuv to eat the sukkah now. You're asking me, what if later you didn't eat the sukkah, later on, that's too far. Right now, Basher Husham. Asher Husham, he's not planning to eat. This is his final feast. He should eat in the sukkah. And he could be chayiv even less than a kebetza. Yeah, according to Bartanura, according to the Shiva Haneros, the parish Shiva Haneros. Okay, Rabbi Ozai. So, and this Radvaz is discussed in the Bir Halacha here. Rabbi Eisenman from Pesach likes to quote it. Okay, so we have to continue next week. Next week we'll see how many people are going to be here next. Officially this should be Shir, right? Matzai Thanksgiving.
I'm not the college.
What?
I'm not the college next
week. Is it?
It's one of the better
colleges. Yeah. Thanksgiving, this day they made a muktam. I don't know if they made a mukhar, but they. Okay, we're going to dive into Rabbi Osai in a couple of minutes.